77% of Americans own some kind of smartphone, according to a survey by Pew Research Center last year. And a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for some reason, shows that the number of Americans with a landline is down to 46%. That figure's dropping each year. So as smartphone use grows and landline use falls, why do we still have huge, complicated desk phones at many workplaces? The Wall Street Journal recently did a story on this and quoted a 40-year-old professor in California saying, quote, "It's giant and has like 5 million buttons. I don't even know how to dial out on it." He eventually unplugged it and stuck it in a drawer until the office manager made him put it back. Does this sound familiar to you? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, if you can, on that phone. Do you have an office desk phone? Do you even know how to use it? Do you just use your smartphone for work? Do you like having a desk phone, or does it get in the way? You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm going to have to dial a 9 to get out. Or email ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. Rich Costello is a senior communications analyst with the Massachusetts-based International Data Corporation. Rich, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, do you have this system of fancy desk phones at IDC there?
They do. And I will just the caveat is that I work remotely. So I work from my home office. I'm lucky to be able to do that. So, but I do frequent the office in Framingham occasionally, and yes, they do have their phones on their desk.
Now, I got to say, I was a holdout on getting rid of my home landline for a long time. I finally did it and made the switch to cells only, and a lot of people are doing that. But it really seems like workplaces, offices are not. They're maybe doubling down. Are we seeing a lot of workplaces still committed to having a landline phone system?
I think so. Yeah, it's going to. You know, I've kind of been covering the this industry, the business telephony industry, if you will, for a number of years. They're very conservative, in my opinion. So it takes a lot to kind of move the needle, if you will. So, you know, we do see the users kind of pushing back, no doubt. You know, like as that Wall Street Journal article indicated, there's a level of frustration with desktop phones. And we are, obviously, people are more used to using mobile devices. They're more intuitive, easier for them to use. They're more comfortable with them. But, you know, the business has this investment typically in this equipment. And, you know, sometimes they mandate the use of phones. And again, sometimes users just push back on that all the time. We're hearing more and more of that.
Well, you mentioned user interface, and this seems like a big story. Smartphones, they're really working to make them as intuitive as possible. But a certain Midwestern public radio station just got new phones, and they are baffling. It seems like they're getting more complicated and less intuitive to use. Is that just me, or is this something that's happening?
No, I think that's correct. I mean, they're trying to design more consumer-oriented devices, but you know they have these functions that you know they're trying to fit on the phones, and it just you know I guess it just kind of makes things as complicated as in the past. I think so. Yeah, it's you know we do see users who are preferring to use other devices. So what I see, I'll tell you my scenario here is in my office, I have multiple devices at my disposal, right? I have a cell phone, mm-hmm. and I have a landline phone, a desktop phone. I also have my PC, which to tell you the truth, I use that a lot to do like conference calls where we, you know, obviously we have a voice connection, but we also have the screen where we could share data. So, you know, it really depends. I can switch around. I use the PC a lot. I use my mobile phone on occasion. And then on this landline, which, by the way, I'm on now, my landline, I will use
Sounds
that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks. I will use that for if I'm talking with a client, or, you know, where it's an important call and I really don't want to kind of chance it with, you know, any kind of performance issues, I will typically use a landline, and I think that is that's a consideration as well, is that like the performance and the quality. I think the desktop stuff does do that. The desktop phones, they do that better than, say, a cell phone. But, you know, again, it comes down a lot of times to personal choice.
Talking to Rich Costello, research communications analyst with the Massachusetts-based International Data Corporation, looking at the office desk phone. They're big, they're often clunky and confusing, and they're sticking around in the age of the cell phone, the smartphone at the workplace. Rich, you've watched companies probably put in new systems. Do they do enough training? Do they show people how to use all the features on these fancy office phones?
Yeah, great question. And that's an important part of it, right? The training. And, you know, a lot of times they will give you kind of a quick once over, if you will, on the phones, which people quickly forget after like a couple hours. Or, you know, again, don't even kind of want to be bothered using something like that. And then they also give you like maybe something like some documentation or like kind of a quick glance at, you know, some of the key features, things like that. So, yes, that does happen. But, again, I just, you know, I think it comes down to, like I mentioned, kind of personal choice. Some users just kind of push back on the desktop phone and all the complexity and would rather do it with a device that they're comfortable with.
Now, stepping back a bit, Rich, technology is just changing so fast. Is this a quandary for businesses and other organizations to say, okay, we need something new. This thing we get tomorrow, we might be using for 10 years, or it might be obsolete and unsupported in 6 months. How are we navigating this?
Yeah, you know, not very well, I would say. So you're absolutely right. You know, and you know, the thing about the desktop phones, it's quite an investment. You know, if you're talking about a business that has hundreds or maybe thousands of users, and you multiply that by the number of desktops and the number of phones required, that's a pretty big ticket, right? A cost item for them. And a lot of times they will make that investment, and obviously they want people to utilize that investment. So that's one consideration as well. You know, IT like procures these things, they get them, they install them, they support them, they want people to use them. That's kind of the conundrum, I guess, is you're getting pushed back from one side to leverage these things, and then the users are saying, I don't want to use this. You know, I'd rather use something else. So it certainly has changed, you know, and then you're talking about some newer users coming in, newer, younger workforce. You know, they think differently about how to use some of these tools. They want more cutting-edge tools, you know, in their kind of their work day and their work processes. And so they're kind of moving away from some of this more traditional types of tools, i.e. the phone. There's several dynamics happening within the business workforce today.
Do businesses need, and other organizations need, you know, alongside their IT staff, sociologists figuring out, okay, it's not just a matter of installing the wires. We need to change the culture to use this new technology.
Yeah, you know, I think they need to do a better job of that. Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I think if you're looking for a good project, right, a kind of like a best practice around installing a new system like this, is you really got to kind of get the feedback from your users, right? You know, in the past, what they've done is, you know, bought 1,000 desk phones and rolled them out to everybody, right? And they kind of shotgun the problem. But more and more, you need to kind of break that down. You know, you need to have people talking to other people, talking to the end users. Okay, is this what you want? Are you comfortable with this? Does this help you? And you got to gather all that data and you know, kind of fold that into the formula, so to speak, and maybe not come out with like this blanket 1,000 desktop phone approach to things. But, you know, again, a smarter way to do things, right? If people want to use their mobile phones, okay, there's a segment, maybe 30-35% of the people that just want to use their mobile phones. Okay, we'll work on just kind of locking them down and securing them to make sure everybody's protected. And then we'll roll out desk phones to people that really want to use a desk phone. So again, you're absolutely right. There needs to be, you know, kind of a smarter approach.
Thanks to Rich Costello with International Data Corporation. We talked to them about why in the age of smartphones, the big, confusing office desk phone is still widely used today.